Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas. It's October 6th, 2012, and I'm just an American, your host for 1 hour. Today's notes are titled Showering Truths 2, and you can find these notes at larkintexas.blogspot.com. In just a few, we'll be rejoined by computer systems analyst and the creator of one of my favorite research sites on the net, Miss Vicki Davis of channelingreality.com. If you're tuned to 1140 AM radio, that's transmitting from the KHFX tower here in the Dallas-Fort Worth, North Central Texas area, keep in mind that you're hearing Real Talk Radio, which means we don't screen callers, and we don't filter or sugarcoat reality here either. RBN is not shock talk, newspeak, doublethink, NPR, Rush, Laura, Sean, Glenn, or Michael. We're where you want to be when you finally want to hear the truth. That call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And please support our sponsors. Consider making a donation to our pledge drive. RepublicBroadcasting.org presents offerings that are often exclusive to this network. RBN is a unique, one-of-a-kind resource deserving of your support, ladies and gentlemen. And likewise are those who partner with us. Stay tuned for Showering Truths 2 and Miss Vicki Davis.
Mm-hmm. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors. RBN's Vincent Finelli. From USA Prepares. Plus, the Freeze Dry Guy. Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore. Lisa Bedford. Marjorie Wildcraft. And 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Me to kiss. Take the dog.
Okay, welcome back. Now, Vicky is detail-oriented, a systems analyst by training and profession, a truth seeker, and a gifted communicator of often difficult-to-grasp complex subject matter that has an impact on all of us. She's a frequent guest here on RBN, and so joining us today is Vicky Davis.
Hi, Lark. How are you today?
Well, great. How goes it up there in potato country, Vicky?
It's getting cold, and I have to apologize to the audience in advance. I've had bronchitis, so my voice is not the best it's ever been. So if I cut in and out, it's not the station, it's my voice.
Well, you're sounding just fine to me. I'm just glad that you're with us today, Vicky. You know, if I might, Vicky, I want to share a couple quotes with the listeners because I think it kind of captures our situation here today. The first two are from James Madison. James Madison said that knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. He also said, the preservation of a free government requires not merely that the meets and bounds which separate each department of power be invariably maintained, but more especially that neither of them be suffered to overleap the great barrier which defends the rights of the people. The rulers who are guilty of such encroachment exceed the commission from which they derive their authority and are tyrants. The people who submit to it are governed by laws made neither by themselves nor by an authority derived from them, and are slaves. And then I pulled this one from your research notes, Vicky, at channelingreality.com. This from one Morris Strong. Words he made during a speech at the 1992 United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. A portion of a quote. Current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class, involving high meat intake, use of fossil fuels, appliances, home and workplace air conditioning, and suburban housing, are not sustainable. A shift is necessary which will require a vast strengthening of the multilateral system, including the United Nations. And finally, from John Marshall, the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, appointed by George Washington. He said that the power to tax is the power to destroy. And it was said that the Liberty Bell cracked during its ringing at his funeral. So where would you like to lead our discussion today, Vicky?
Well, what I wanted to talk about was organization and function. Those two words, those two concepts, probably immediately put people almost to sleep. I mean, it's better than a sleeping pill, but they become very, very important if you want to understand how our liberties, our rights are being taken away from us, because it's in the organization of governing powers that we are losing our rights.
It's technology itself which is driving this so-called innovation,
it is technology. But it's also treaties and agreements.
Oh, yes, because I think they're the purpose of these Cretans at the very top is to destroy the very conception of a nation state. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And that's where this story really it begins, even though it doesn't actually begin at this point, but you have to have a starting place somewhere, you know, to begin to talk about things. But following World War II, one of the resolutions for World War II was the idea of creating a common market or a common democratic legal area, which is a common market out of the European nations. And the Council of Europe was established for that purpose. And even though the language is all very nice and flowery, the purpose of that organization was to subvert the governments, the nation states of Europe. And they have done the same thing to our country, because in the world of organization, the world had been set up in nation states that were had boundaries that generally were on geographic type borders, like maybe a river or mountain range or something like that, that defined the borders of a country. And each country set up their own laws according to their history and their culture and everything else. Well, the new idea of these people over in Europe, the ones that wanted to create the Council of Europe, was to eliminate the concept of a nation state and have a common legal area, meaning that they are all of the little nation states are eliminated, and there is one set of laws for the entire area that's covered, you know, which in the case initially was Western Europe.
And, of course, referred to as the common market often. You know,
right.
It seems to me, Vicki, that this this can be traced back to the so-called Peace of Westphalia of 1648, where these where the modern conception of the nation state is said to have been born. But coming forward into history from that time, we have people like Count Klugenhof Kalergi and his idea for a so-called pan-Europa, which was born in the 19th and the 20th century, the early part of the 20th century. But I remember, too, in the Congressional Record of 1940, Congressman Thorkelson from the state of Montana speaking at great length about so-called Pilgrim Society groups. And then I'm reminded that of people like Henry Hazlitt and Friedrich von Hayek, Ludwig von Mises, attending the inaugural Mont Pelerin Society meeting in Europe, which, of course, Mont Pelerin is just French for the pilgrims.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Let's hold it right there for just a moment. We'll hear these messages and return in just a moment.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395.
Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
It's gonna take a lot more than that to break this bed. I know I'm gonna be for a lot of trouble. I can tell. Cause it can't move wrong. Can't push it out. You're feeling so good. I never felt so bad.
Gotta get away.
Gotta get away.
Gotta get away.
I wanna be free.
Hey, 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 hey.
Gotta get away.
Gotta get away.
More than a dollar for ease and pain. I know I better make up my mind just play, baby, before I go insane. Cause I'm getting addicted to your brand of love. I'm getting so weak, I better hurry.
Okay, welcome back. So, it was Henry Hazlitt who reported in the aftermath of that initial Mont Pelerin Society meeting in Europe, what have we here? Socialism? Actually, forgive me, that was Ludwig von Mises. Of course, the author of Human Action, the famous libertarian who abhorred socialism, who made this comment to Henry Hazlitt. And so that was what was decided. During the years before, during, and immediately following World War II, The great debate was between a communitarian society. It was Mohandas Gandhi who spoke of communitarianism during World War II. And then there were the people who championed libertarianism. People like Henry Hazlitt and Friedrich von Hayek and Ludwig von Mises, and even people like William James Sidis, SIDIS.net. But it was always under a so-called democratic framework. And that's why we had people like Winston Churchill promoting democracy just so heavily in the years following World War II, in his addresses before university groups and think tanks, etc., in this country. And so...
I don't really see a lot of difference in their philosophy, because if you look at what the Mises Institute promotes, it's free trade internationally.
That's right.
And in order to do that, you have to have a common legal system. So they were actually supporting the same thing, even though, you know, they probably didn't want to be associated with the term communitarianism / communism, but that's really what they were promoting.
And they're always very keen to distance themselves from any labels which might actually identify them as being members of, frankly, a criminal racket.
Right, which is what this whole thing is. I mean, because if you have a nation state, you have a nation of laws, your laws that were defined, you know, for your territory, for your history and your culture. And what these globalists seek to do is to tear that down so that they can have the laws that they define from the global level on down to the local level. And that's really what has happened to our country. And but there is a methodology to the way that they've done this. I mean, it took 60 years to create the European Union, to break down the nation states of Europe, and to stand up the European Parliament.
And also to destroy what we fondly regard as our Bill of Rights, which most Americans were acculturated to, thinking was... part of that social contract, which was inviolate, and it's been eroded away
right,
from
because
us.
Because we assumed that our government was operating within the framework of the Constitution, and actually they did, but they exceeded the bounds of what would be proper under a constitutional system. And I'll tell you the way that they did it, which is what I really wanted to get to today, was to define the way that they did it and how our government is operating today.
Please.
And if do
oh,
I hear
let's
music?
Let's take a quick break though first, Vicki, and then I want you to take the floor following these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter? This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton.
opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Ladies and gentlemen, Okay, this begins our long segment, Vicki. Why don't you go ahead and frame what you're wanting to bring to our listeners' attention today and take the floor, if you don't mind.
Okay. In 1970, there was legislation passed. It was sponsored by Scoop Jackson is the name that he went by. It was the 1970 National Environmental Policy Act. And what that act did, it was a very small piece of legislation. It created a position, an environmental advisor to the president, and a council called the Council for Environmental Quality, as an executive office to the president. Okay.
I remember Richard Perle and some other budding neocons worked on his staff at the time, and I believe he was a Blue Dog Democrat, basically representing the state of Washington, but more largely representing the interest of companies like Boeing. Would you say that's true?
Well, if he was a representative from Washington, then yes, he did represent Boeing, because at that time, Washington was Boeing.
Yeah, thanks for letting me interject that. I just, in case people were not aware of who Henry Scoop Jackson was in history, he's actually a very important piece of the puzzle that you're elucidating right now.
Okay, yeah, I haven't gone down that rabbit trail yet.
Well, no, I'm only identifying who Scoop Jackson was in history.
Yeah, okay. Well, this Council on Environmental Quality, the first administrator of it was a guy named Russell Train. Russell Train had been a CEO of the World Wildlife Federation, which was a national organization that was linked to the International World Wildlife Federation. After the council was created, then Richard Nixon signed an executive order to create the Environmental Protection Agency. And William Ruckelshaus was the first administrator of that. Well, the original purpose of the Environmental Protection Agency was to work with the agencies of government to ensure that they kept in mind the environment in conjunction with their programs. Okay, so the EPA was not really designed to set policies for the rest of the country. They were designed to work within the government to make sure that the agencies of government adhered to environmental policies.
So basically they were adjusting all national policy to this new conformity to an international standard.
Well, that was the original arrangement, was that Russell Train would work of the Council of Environmental Quality would work at the international level, and William Ruckelshaus would work at the domestic level within the agencies of government.
Okay. And a lot of this came out of the Club of Rome white papers from the years 1964 through 1968, wherein they identified the biggest environmental problem as man himself.
Well, yes, man himself, because we live in the environment. And but in terms of how this whole thing functions within our government, that was the arrangement. So the Environmental Protection Agency was subservient to the Council for Environmental Quality, which was working at the international level. Okay, so that's your the past dependency, if you will.
And of course, we have to ask ourselves, well, whose interests were we serving in this case? And we can go back to the beginnings of the World Wildlife Fund, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, who are we serving but the international financiers, as well as members of European royalty, frankly.
Right. The International World Wildlife Federation was established in 1961, and they set up their office in, let's see, where is this, Morges, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, Morges or Morges, Switzerland. And they signed a manifesto, you know, to save the environment. Julian Huxley was involved in that. He was, as the first director of UNESCO, he helped establish it. And, of course, HRH Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, and
Prince Bernhard.
Yeah, I'm Bernhard, Prince Bernhard. Okay.
Yeah, and of course, the Club of Rome exists still today, and most of their advisors really come from NATO, mostly.
Yeah, NATO became a part of the security and economy, you know, economy and security, economic development and security tied together. And so they really are, somebody said, two sides of the same coin. I think it was Truman that said two sides of the same coin. But anyway, now, if we come back to the United States and skip ahead to 1983, Ronald Reagan signed a treaty, and the Senate ratified a treaty with Mexico. And I've always called it the La Paz Agreement, but it's also called the Reagan-De La Madrid Accord. Name of the president of Mexico at that time was, I think it was Miguel de la Madrid. But the La Paz Agreement treaty really was just a framework document for the environment, supposedly to have the U.S. and Mexico cooperate on environmental cleanup and protection in the border region.
Yes.
Okay. NAFTA, then, when they signed NAFTA, NAFTA is an annex to the La Paz Agreement. So that's how they got that through. And they put it under the heading of trade, but it really wasn't trade as much as it was opening up our borders to create a common market, a common democratic legal area of the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, of course, I look upon it as really an outgrowth of British mercantilism, which, in effect, reduces the formerly United States, the territory thereof, is really just a colony.
Right, but this is how they did it. And if you don't understand how they did it, then you really you can't really formulate strategies to solve anything, really, which is why I've continued to dig into this to try and understand how it's all functioning. And so the NAFTA agreement really was as an annex to the treaty, to the La Paz Treaty, the way that they did follow the Constitution in point of law, I guess, but they didn't follow the purpose of the Constitution in principle of its intended purpose.
No, I think today, if we look at this in its totality, and I wanted to make mention, too, that there's tie-ins to, of course, the bankruptcy of 33, the original GATT treaties immediately, I think that was in 1945 or 6, the new Administrative Procedures Act. We can frankly go back to 1871 when, frankly, the U.S. government was made a corporation located inside the District of Columbia. But it all comes together when you have the various pieces. But in the final analysis, Vicki, wouldn't you say that we really have kind of a social compact that if we examine some maxims under international law, it's kind of like you make a contract with somebody, and as the contract unfolds over time, you realize that you kind of bought into something that really wasn't what you bargained for. And so, in effect, what you have is fraudulent inducement.
No, I don't think so, because we've got so many lawyers in Congress. I can't let them off that easy, Lark.
But these people are racketeers and criminals, in my view.
Well, they are.
Every single one of them. In fact, I've stated before on this broadcast, the allopathic medical physicians are actively engaged in policies of genocide, whether they realize it or not. They were also fraudulently induced, and they know, these people that are in the know, that have examined the science, have to know that they're involved in really genocidal policies. So they too are racketeers, just like the lawyers. Mm-hmm. So now we've got two of the leading groups of people in this country that most Americans rely upon when they get in trouble, quote unquote, that are frankly criminals.
Well, that's true. And it goes back to the way that they have reorganized our legal framework. Okay. Now, if you accept the premise, if you do the research, you accept the premise that they have broken down our nation state, then what you need to look at is, okay, well, they broke the nation state. What did they put in place what have they done to replace it? Well, the thing that they did is to implement something called functional sovereignty. They eliminated national sovereignty. They are now implementing functional sovereignty.
And your status is that as a global citizen, I take it, huh?
That's a different issue. To understand functional sovereignty, the easiest one to look at is to look at the smart grid and the public utilities regulators.
Yes.
Okay, every state has public utilities regulators. Well, those regulators belong to a national organization called, let me get it here, it's NARUC, NARUC, National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners.
Ah, another syndicalist group.
Right. And I hope everybody goes to this website. It's www.naruc.org. Okay. So all of our state regulators belong to this association.
And why wouldn't they be? Most of the mayors in America, most of the all the governors are all organized in similar types of organizations. This is to basically to force them into conformity.
Right. And that's functional sovereignty. All of the mayors belong to the Mayors Association. All of the state legislators globally belong to the State Legislators Association. The public utilities regulators belong to the Utility Regulators Association.
Yep.
So your sovereignty has been passed to organizations along functional lines.
Now, this whole idea of syndicalism was something that was promoted by the so-called progressives. It's an outgrowth of the progressive movement. The lawyers, the doctors, the mayors, the governors, I mean, anybody that has any power at all is organized in some kind of association, whether we call it a trade association or a union or what have you. These people are, in effect, seeking to promote their own interests at the expense of everyone else.
That's right. And that's the real problem with it.
Yeah. Well, hold on there, Vicki. You too, Ronnie. We'll be back in just a moment for our final segment.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Through the dust on the panes of my window, I watch a street show. Rusted spokes and the charcoal cloaks of the funeral. Over puddled streets of asphalt, the cortege treads slowly by. A design at once graced the black fall, the rainfall dissolved, dissolved, all have died. Guessing, expressing, less faces that paces the streets of monotony game. Beggars under bidding for Park Place, the community chess is profane.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our final segment. You really must make it a point to visit channelingreality.com. I know I do. Vicki, we have Ronnie on the line, But I want you to open this final segment and then do the honors, if you will, of inviting her on, if you will.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what you would like me to say.
Well,
bring her on and let's see what she has to say.
Oh, come on aboard there, Ronnie.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Vicki. Hi, Lark. How are you?
Great.
I love this show. This is awesome. And I know a little bit about it from my research. Shall I contribute?
Please.
Yes, please do.
Okay, I guess we just have a couple of minutes left anyway. I went right away to my most frequent resource. I go across the web and see what else I can find, but... as usual, the Executive Intelligence Review histories in search function revealed an excellent one-page article by Alan Douglas called Montpellier Society, Satanism, and Genocide. And in one page, he does a great job of bringing together, connecting the dots, as it were, of the Montpellier Society, the British royalty, you know, and then Habsburg, you know, the current British royalty calling themselves the Windsors.
Ronnie, and, let me spell that for the listeners. It's Mount Pellerin, P as in Paul, E-L-E-R-I-N. And would you like to repeat the title of that piece, Ronnie?
Yes, Mount Pellerin Society, Satanism, and Genocide by Alan Douglas. So, yeah, it's P-E-L-E-R-I-N. They also connect this whole thing to the University of Chicago and the people that founded it, the Fabian. They call it the Fabian Society. Of course, the University of Chicago is where John Train sort of trained to be a fascist, and you can check that out on LaRouchePub.com, too.
Yeah.
Put in John Train and these kinds of names, but what it comes to is obviously this the whole business of what we call globalization is really just the British Empire. Remade into this a technocracy, basically, with people being trained to be functionaries and under this belief in management, and that people are the thing that need to be managed, not the
right.
You know,
and the environmental policy is a policy of prevention. So if they prevent you from using any resources, any of the environment, then they have protected the environment. But they've also constrained us from living.
Well, exactly, and this is why they call it genocide. It's the whole winners and new losers of the New World Order game. So, you know, we're looking at it in a most incredible connection here. I really encourage people to check with LaRouche, LaRouchePub.com, and just use their search engine and read the free articles. There's another one called The New Rulers of the World by John Pilger. That's a really good one.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to RBN.